Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
News Talk 830 WCCO Sports with Mike Max.
Maxie, air quality alert. And I know you like to get out and run. Do you run most mornings or every morning?
No, I you know, it's very based on the season, but this is really a good time of the year to run because it's it's a little bit warm, but it's just warm enough in the morning that it feels good and it's just nice to be out there. So I know air quality is always an issue. It doesn't feel like it when you're out there running, but this is the best time of the year to run. This is when you know, when it gets dry like in September, that's really cool too. But I love running on days like this where you don't have to work very hard to get a good sweat going and get loosened up. It's just fun. So I think I'm gonna take a shot. Yeah,
okay.
I will.
Let's talk about a couple of things. When we last left you yesterday, you were getting ready to wet a line, as they say.
Yes.
Did you get out and fish?
Did. We were delayed about an hour and a half. It was really a great morning because the temperature was perfect. And we had about, 10 teams. And Joe Maurer and I were on one team. And then we had a guide, Eric, who was wonderful. And we found the fish, man. We found the bass. We found the sunnies. We found some crappies. But it was all bass tournament. It was the Randy Moss Straight Bass Homie Tournament. There was a bit of faux pas on my part because I had to leave a little bit early to get to training camp, and so on the news last night I reported that I assumed that we won the tournament, and because I didn't have a time to check, so I just assumed that, and I didn't realize that Todd Bauman and Scott Studwell were watching the St. Louis cast, and it was in fact their boat that won the tournament, so they were very quick to get a hold of me and let me know.
You didn't win anything.
So officially, Todd Bauman, Scott Studwell, Todd, if you're listening again, I know you won the tournament. Okay, do we got to go over this again?
Hey, let's talk about, we have to talk about the Twins game yesterday.
Oh.
Give up 17 runs without a homer and score 7 home runs, which I think either, maybe Hammer told me this, that's the most homers that have ever been hit in a game by a team that lost.
Yeah, it's never happened where a team hit 7, the other team hit none, and the team that hit 7 lost, which probably isn't a surprising statistic. This was a crazy game. I mean, they scored 14 runs between the two teams in one inning, and then the Twins hit 4 home runs in the 8th inning. I mean, it was off the charts crazy. But Detroit, I was watching the game and looking for highlights and all that. Detroit didn't have any great real highlights. They put the ball in play and they scored 17 runs on this Twins pitching staff. And it was as incredible a game as we've seen certainly this season anywhere. I mean, I there's nothing you can compare it to that you'd score 14 runs or 7 home runs and get beat, hit 4 home runs in one inning. Everything statistically. I mean, Ryan Jeffers had 6 RBI with a grand slam and a 2-run homer. Miguel Sano hit 2 home runs. all those things. I mean, 2021 is just it's a disaster over there sometimes. They just can't. They're on the verge the night before of winning their second game, winning the series. Instead, they give up a grand slam and lose in 11. Then they lose 17-14. They lose the series. It looked like they were heading for a sweep, and all of a sudden, boom. It's the story of the season, but yesterday was an exclamation point. I just couldn't believe what I was watching.
I was talking to someone last night who was at that game, and she said, in not being the greatest baseball fan, it was good to see. I mean, there was just a lot of action. So it was a lot of action. So the Twins are they made it entertaining. Let's say that. I got to ask you about a couple of signings here for the Wild that occurred. One signing away with Ryan Suter. Do we know did Zach Parise get a deal done?
Yeah, New York Islanders, Lou Lamoriello, his old GM at New Jersey, is now the GM there, and they got a whole bunch of Minnesota kids. I think Anders Lee is the captain there. He got hurt this year, but Nick Leddy's out there. They got a bunch of Minnesota players on that team, and then Suter signed for $14.6 million with Dallas. I mean, he's going to make a ton of money. He got bought out for 2/3 of his contract remaining with the Wild plus this, so he came out really, really well. Not that that's everything. I mean, I know he built a new home here, and you want to be here, all those things, but they came out fine. Alex Goligoski was the main one they got for a one-year deal. He's Grand Rapids. He grew up in Grand Rapids and has been playing in Arizona. He's a veteran defenseman there, good guy, good work ethic. I think Ben Hankinson represents him. They were hoping to get, a trade for Nate Schmidt, the kid from St. Cloud Cathedral, who was really he was with Vegas and then Vancouver, but he got traded the day before to Winnipeg, so that took that off the table. But I think they kind of coveted him, too, as another piece that they didn't get done. So they signed a couple other guys, but Goligoski's the one that people would recognize.
Okay. You mentioned it before we go here. You mentioned you were at training camp yesterday. So you didn't get all the results of the weigh-in. But
That was my fault, but I just assumed,
How could you not?
How would I know?
It's Joe Mauer, for goodness sakes. But what's the big news out of training camp so far this season? Or is there any big news? You said yesterday you like the way the offense is shaping up.
Yeah, for sure. I think one of the news pieces yesterday was very few fans. I mean, it's open to fans now. And I don't know if that was because they were anticipating suppressive heat or if it was if it's COVID related or if it's just that they're not in tune yet with, training camp and all those things. But they did not have many fans there yesterday. And I don't know what that indicates anything at all. But it was just, there's this feeling like, hey, the fans can now come back. But they didn't. So that was just a part of it in terms of optics. The practice itself was pretty standard. And I think I don't know how this is going to drip out in terms of figuring out who got vaccinated, who didn't, and what the rules of that are and how it could impact the team. So that's something that you watch for. Other than that, it looked like a pretty standard practice that you see at training camp. But this roster has to, if you're Mike Zimmer, you have to feel pretty good about this roster because it's a pretty good-looking roster on paper.
Okay. On paper. That's good.
Yep.
Mike Max, we will talk some more sports, including, the fishing extravaganza from yesterday, an hour from now. In between now and then, I'm going to have a conversation with Robert Smith, who was in signing some autographs, one of the 50 all-time greatest.
He fished with us yesterday.
He's got the skills. He's a Florida kid now, right?
Absolutely, yes. I don't know how he came out. I assume he must have got second, so maybe he got third.
Okay, good. All right, we'll have more coming up, including a conversation next here about Vax to School with Dr. Heather Mueller, who is a part of the Minnesota Department of Education. She's the commissioner there, as a matter of fact. That's all next at News Talk 830 WCCO.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.